Welcome back. 449, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And if you pick up a copy of today's Washington Times and check out the front page of the commentary section, you'll see Obama chooses American decline. Now, to the right of the page, there's a piece called Many Benefit from President's Ruling, But Not Us. Person responsible for that is Robert Knight, senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union and a columnist for the Washington Times, and he joins me now. Bob, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Andy, don't blame this decision on me.
Yeah, no kidding.
What a sound like.
Yeah, I know. This deals with the decision by our president on the Keystone XL pipeline, right?
It sure does. He through the State Department, announced that, they're gonna delay any decision for, up to 3 years, to check the environmental, problems associated with the pipeline and whether it's in the national interest to approve this pipeline, which would bring, it would be a $7 billion project, it would bring, at least 20,000 jobs, and some estimate up to 100,000 for sustaining it, and, 830,000 barrels of oil a day. To Texas refineries. And with the cancellation of the pipeline, the Canadians are furious. The Chinese are saying, go ahead and build the pipeline to the West Coast. We'll take all the oil you can give us.
Yeah.
So here we are in a time when we're worried about the Strait of Hormuz being closed. The Iranians are rattling their sabers. We're still dependent on Middle Eastern oil, even after all these years, after Jimmy Carter established the Energy Department. And here's a way out. Here's one of the pieces of the puzzle we need, and Obama just flicked it away.
The argument, though, is we don't have enough time to study it. Hasn't the State Department had this kind of stuff for 3 years?
The State Department has already issued three environmental impact statements over the last 3 years, and quote, saying there would be, quote, no significant impact on the environment from the pipeline. They've said that there are no final. This is final, and there need be no further federal environmental reviews. So they just ignored that, and they've cooked up a false conflict. And people in Nebraska were talking about moving the pipeline, but that's a speed bump. That's not a reason for canceling the whole project and allowing maybe perhaps China to get a hold of this thing.
Yeah, you know, in fact, you were talking about Nebraska, and not long ago I had a discussion with a congressman from Nebraska who told me right here in this studio that they had several different plans available. What they were trying to do is eliminate close contact with a very important aquifer. And so they were going, they said it did not really pose a problem. They just needed to move it. It was a change in plans, but they were ready to continue and just go ahead and build this thing.
Yeah. But, you don't get that out of the media. Look at the fine print.
Yeah.
And,
but it's just total.
This might have posed a threat to the environment.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So this is bowing to the environmentalist, right?
I think so, but I'm thinking it's worse than that, Andy. It makes so little economic sense. It makes so little national security sense, not to have it right in our backyard instead of being still dependent on oil from the Middle East or Brazil. Obama in March went to Brazil and said, hey, why don't you people pump more so we can buy it? And I'm thinking, wouldn't you rather have it from friendly Canada? The way South America's going with all these regimes going socialist, why would we look for a longer supply line than Canada right here, plus our own incredible reserves in North Dakota and Montana that could serve us well for a couple hundred years?
Yeah.
It is because of the extreme environmentalists who just want to kill fossil fuels once and for all.
Yeah. You mentioned in your piece that it's funny when he wants to get something done, it happens in a real hurry, like Obamacare.
Yeah, hurry. We can't afford to wait. Hey, how about a recess appointments in a non-recess of the Senate? I mean, in any number of areas, he's rushed things through and done things the way he wanted. But when it comes to this project, he wanted to wait forever, which is why the Republicans in the House stuck a provision in a tax bill saying that you've got 60 days to approve this because we have found out you're going to put off the decision until 2013. Which is after a certain election in November.
Mm-hmm.
So the, you know, this is a high stakes poker, and the president just basically upended the table.
Yeah. Is there anything good that you can think of, anything good for America that comes out of killing off this pipeline?
I can't think of a thing other than that. What if it encouraged people in the U.S. to develop our own energy right here in the U.S.? But that's underway anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about the new technologies to extract oil and gas that we couldn't get just a few years ago, and now it's opened up vast reserves with literally hundreds of millions of barrels and cubic feet of natural gas and so forth. But that was happening anyway, so no, I would think they'd be popping champagne in places where alcohol isn't allowed in the Middle East.
Yeah, that's true. You touched on something that I've been kind of hitting on for a while here, and in particular last week after Newt Gingrich voiced his opinion on a couple of things, including the president being the biggest food stamp president of all time, and that is race and how race gets injected into the conversation if you say something bad about this president's policy.
Yeah, and I bet if you look at the food stamp recipients, who are now up to more than 46 million, it's a 50% increase, I guess.
Yeah.
The majority would be white people, not black people, because there just happen to be more white people in this country. And
yeah,
there are plenty of them who are accepting government checks for any number of things, and food stamps. So to make it a race issue every time when there's a ill-thought-out policy being criticized is just the – we're going to be in for a lot of that, Andy, in the coming year. As people try to hold Obama accountable for these policies, which are impoverishing us, putting us further into debt, and creating more and more dependency.
I have to agree with you. I really do. It's a great read, folks. If you get the opportunity, please check it out. Many benefit from presidents ruling, but not us. It's by Robert Knight, senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union and a columnist here at the Washington Times. Bob, as usual, great to talk to you. We'll do it again.
Same here, Andy.
Take care. Bob Knight.